With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's agenda moves ahead.
On this vote, the yeas are 217, the nays are 213.
And with that vote, the House has approved a Trump-endorsed stopgap spending bill to keep the government going through September 30th. The measure holds the line on spending while advancing the president's war on government waste, fraud, and abuse. House Minority Leader Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
We oppose this bill. We oppose this partisan effort to hurt the American people.
The Democrat rhetoric coming as no surprise to House Majority Leader Republican Steve Scalise.
And maybe it's because Donald Trump said he's for it that then the Democrat leadership decided they were going to be against it.
The lone Republican opposing the bill, Kentucky's Thomas Massie. Jared Golden of Maine was the only Democrat to vote yes, and that bill now heads to the Senate. Also at SRNNews.com, inflation slowed last month for the first time since September. The consumer price index rising 0.2%. It was a 2.8% increase compared to 1 year ago. The February CPI came in better than economists had been expecting. Ukraine says it is open to a U.S. proposed one-month ceasefire with Russia. President Trump says that now the ball is in the Kremlin's court.
I'll talk to Vladimir Putin. Yeah, I want to get, look, that's the other, it takes two to tango, as they say, right? So hopefully he'll also agree. And I really think that would be 75% of the way. The rest is getting it documented and, you know, negotiating land positions, etc.
So you'll talk to him this week about
the
deal?
The White House says the president's newly imposed 25% tariffs on metals will make America wealthy again, will also bring jobs back home. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 198 points, NASDAQ ahead 291. This is SRN News. All this week, we've highlighted United in Crisis, a Christian emergency response organization founded by Daniel Geraci. His experiences with Hurricane Katrina survivors who flooded into his native Austin, Texas, inspired him to create a model for church networks nationwide to train Christians. In his book, which is also titled United in Crisis, he hopes his story will inspire readers to take action in their own cities.
You know what? If this could happen in Austin, Texas, or some of these other communities, surely it can happen in our community. We want one of these. And the hope is that maybe leaders might be inspired to say, let's do it. We're here to help them out. We United in Crisis. We have a global training center where we will walk with cities for 12 months. We'll coach them on a weekly basis. We'll give them all the tools to make them look as if they've been around for 10 years.
Geraci's book, United in Crisis, is available at the nonprofit organization's website, unitedincrisis.org. This is SRN News. Policing the police, triggering some big law enforcement changes in one Alabama community.
Hansville, Alabama will replace its entire police department after a grand jury found a rampant culture of corruption on the force. The city council voted to suspend operations and build a new department. The decision came after the district attorney released preliminary results of an evidence room audit. Oxycodone pills, other drugs, and a handgun were missing. A grand jury in February indicted four officers and the police chief on a variety of charges that included accusations of mishandling or removing evidence from the department's evidence room. John Scott reporting.
NASA's newest space telescopes on a mission to map the entire sky like never before. Launched last night, it will survey the sky every 6 months from an orbit over the Earth's poles. It is expected to provide a sweeping wide-angle view of hundreds of millions of galaxies. SRNNews.com.